על 5 כדי להתחיל בהקלטה. הנכם עוברים כרגע לשידור. בסיום, עתקו את הקו.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Friday morning, Parshas Pinchas. Finally, we're back together again. And we are on the first day of Chol HaMoed. Why is it Chol HaMoed today? Because the Sforim HaKadoshim says that the Osid Lovoi, Yud Zayin B'Tammuz will be a Yom Tov, and Tisha B'Av will be a Yom Tov, and the days in between will be Chol HaMoed. So today is the first day of Chol HaMoed. I thought to myself, it's so strange that everybody comes to Bein HaMetzorim with a beautiful haircut and beard trim, if you have a beard trim or shave. That is such a strange thing. But according to this, Al Pi Drush, we know that on Chol HaMoed you're not allowed to shave, so that you don't come into Yom Tov being menuvel. You look good during Yom Tov. And therefore, Al Pi Drush, we have to have a haircut before the 3 weeks, so that when it comes to this Chol HaMoed, which we're waiting for to turn into a Yom Tov, we should come into it when we're all shaved and looking good. And of course, lo nitnu chol hamoed yomim tovim ela lasik b'torah. So that's what we're going to do. Shloah Kodesh says, Parshas Pinchas, most of the time, falls in Bein HaMetzorim. What is there in Parshas Pinchas that makes it a Bein HaMetzorim dikah parsha? Says the Shloah Kodesh, because it has Parshas Korbonos. Korbonos reminds us of the Beis HaMikdosh, and Benois Tzelofchod, who had a tshuka to a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, right? When everybody said, Noshuvo Mitzrayimo, the Benois Tzelofchod said, Nalele Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it's very appropriate that the parasha of Korbonos and the parasha of Eretz Yisrael and Nachlas Eretz Yisrael is in the 3 weeks. The Sfas Emes says, an outstanding vote. Says the Sfas Emes, we say, Es korboni lachmi le'ishai, reach nichoichi tishmeru lahakrib li b'mayadoi. What does the word tishmeru mean? So we know the Poshut Peshat. Says the Sfas Emes, we know there's another Peshat in tishmeru. Miloshin va'oviv shomar es hadovo. Yaakov Avinu was waiting to see what would transpire with the brothers and Yosef. Tishmeru is a loshon of waiting. Says the Sfas Emes, korban ilachmi le'ishai, this korban tomid, we're waiting, tishmeru lehakrivli, we're waiting to bring again when Mashiach will come, b'mheir of Yomeinu. Rav Itzel Peterburger and the Tzemach Tzedek once came to a little city and they got stuck there for Yom Kippur. And there was a minion of all sorts of people, ex-Russian soldiers who were Cantonists, and the Kohol wanted that either Rav Itzel Peterburger or the Tzemach Tzedek would be the chazan for Ne'ila. So they said, no, we want one of you to be the chazan. And an old soldier got up, and before he started Ne'ila, he turned to the Tzibur and he said, what can I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? For Bonnie, for children. I'm so old and they beat me up so hard in the army, I can't have children, there's no chance. Chai. I should ask for Chai. What is my life? Ma'onu mechayai. Most of my days will be yogoin va'anocha. A mezoini. I get whatever I get from the kid, from the tsar. I get my menos chelki every day. So what can I ask for? I can only ask for one thing. Yiskadeh, yiskadeh, shmei rabo. All we can ask for is kvod shomayim. That is what we have to do in these days. A little bit of a tshuka for the Beit HaMikdash, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for our needs, not for Boni Chai and Mazoini, but for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Kvod Shomayim should return. I want to tell you the most outstanding vote, one of the best votes I've ever seen. I saw it whilst I was searching in Otsa HaChokhmah, and I don't know who it was b'shem. It's a shame. We say in Slichas, Yirotum Tvonech, Oshemea Kol Bichyois, Shetosim Dimoiseinu Benoit Choliyois. You should put our tears into a jar, into a jug. So he asked a great kasha. Rabbi said, how many tears have we shed? And the Mashiach hasn't come, the Yeshua hasn't come. Why has the jug of tears not brought us the geula? So he says like this. He says, what are we davening for? Lo yaleinu the tzoros. or in Boni Chaim Azoini, Refuas in Yeshuas. And what do we daven for? Boni Chaim Azoini, Refuas in Yeshuas. So he says, you know what this is? This is min b'minoi. The tears of our Torahs and the tears of our Tfilas are the same type that min b'minoi. We know min b'minoi einoi bottle. So the tears that we shed in davening for Yeshua from our Torahs aren't mevatel the tears of the Torahs. But if we'll daven for Kvod Shomayim, if we'll daven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein loy bayis, those tears are min b'she'enoy minoy. Such tears will be mevatel the Torahs. And listen how he reads it into the words. Shomea ko bichyois. Listen to our tears. She'tosim dimoyseinu b'noit choliyois. V'satzileinu mikol gzeres achzoris. Why? Ki v'chol levad einenu tluyois. Because the tears in our eyes are to you, are hanging towards you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a wonderful vote for these days. A little bit of chizuk to daven for the Beis HaMikdash for Kvod Shomayim. In our parasha, we know that Mashiach is from Mishpachas Yehuda, and the Beis HaMikdash is partly Bechelko Shel Yehuda. Says the Pasuk, B'nei Yehuda Er V'oinon. The children of Yehuda are Er V'oinon. What is Er? Says the Orachayim HaKadosh, whose yahrzeit was this week. Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, Er, Ani Yesheino V'libi Er. My heart is awake. That was the Beit HaMikdash HaRishon. Oinon is the Beit HaMikdash HaSheni. Why? There was Oinon, an unfair Mechira, as it were, Kiviyocho, because it did not have the qualities of the first Beit HaMikdash. It was missing something. It wasn't spot on. There was Oinon there. Says the Erechaim HaKadosh, Vayomos Er V'Oinon Be'eretz Kenan. Er and Oinon, the first and second Beit HaMikdash, died in Eretz Kenan, Churban Abayis. It's the only one that it says, Vayihiyu b'nei Yehuda. The other Shvatim, it doesn't say the word Vayihiyu. What does Vayihiyu mean? Vay hayu libnei Yehuda. It was a woe because the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. But then their children were L'Sheila. What's L'Sheila? Like the Pasuk says, Ad ki yovoi shiloi, until Mashiach comes. And Peretz, he was the grandfather of David HaMelech. Melech Peretz Geder, the Melech HaMoshiach, and Zarchi was his other child. V'zorach olachem shemi, the sun will rise with Bias HaMoshiach. Okay, let's move on. No time to waste. We know that Pinchas got the Bris HaSholoim. What is the Bris HaSholoim? So Rashi says that the Bris HaSholoim is he will be and his doiros will forever be koyanim. This is the schar, because he brought Sholoim ben Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was zoicha to Kohuna, which brings Sholoim between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Korbanos. It's well known that the Maharal says that Koyen is Gematria 75. 7 is Teva. 8 is Miala Teva. 75 is 7.5. He is the Koyen, is the Megasher. He is the connection between everything in the Teva, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ask all the Meforshim, what do you mean? Why does Pinchas need Kehuna? He was Ben Elozo Ben Aharon HaKoyen. He was a Koyen. So Rashi says, I'll be the Gemara in Zvachim, that anybody who was already alive when Aaron and his sons got the Kehuna did not become a Koyen. Anyone who was alive then did not become a Kohen. It's only the children, the descendants of Aaron and his children who got the Kohuna, they became Kohenim. Therefore, Pinchas needed a special minui. He needed to be coronated as a Kohen, even though he came from a Mishpachas Kohuna. The Zoya says an incredible Peshat. He was a Kohen, but he should have lost his Kohuna because he was Horaget HaNefesh. We know that a Kohen who's Horaget HaNefesh, he does not get to, he can't be a Kohen. He can't do Birchas Kohenim. Says the Torah, no, this didn't occur to him because he didn't do what's called Hariga, because he did Kanoim Poigimboy. He did something which was a legitimate killing, and therefore he does not lose his Kohuna. Someone to use this Zoyar, it's relevant in Eretz Yisrael. what happens to a soldier, an Israeli soldier, who kills, makes a Kiddush Hashem and kills the Arabs? So can he duchen? Can he be a Kohen in duchen? So they use this Zoya and say, yes, of course he can, because this is a legitimate Hariga, and he does not lose his status as a Kohen through this. Another pshat is he got the schar that all the Kohenim Gedolim will be from his Mishpacha. And the truth is that in the Bayis Sheni, the Kohenim Gedolim were the Mishpacha of Pinchas. This is all if the pshat in Shalom is Kehuna. He got the Kehuna, which brings Shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Comes the Netziv and says Shalom means something else. Says the Netziv, the Teva is somebody who murders someone, so he gets within him the Midah of Achzorius. He becomes a little ruthless. And therefore he needed the Bris HaShalom. He needed this calm tranquility, this Midah, so that the killing of Zimri and Cosby should not have a bad hashpah on what he did. He should be an Ish Shalom. Just like we know, the Pasuk says, V'nosati lochem rachamim v'richamecho. When Klal Yisrael went to war, Milchemet Mitzvah, Hashem says, don't worry, I will give you rachamim. You won't lose your Midah of rachamim through going to war with the Umos HaOlam. That is the Netziv's pshat in Shalom. Comes the Sephorna and the Malbim and say Shalom means something else. Well known. Shalom means Shalom Imalach HaMoveth. That he will live for many, many, many years. Even the times after Yehoshua, even in the times of Yiftach, we know the Navi said, HaRoife Ein Begilod. Is there nobody who can be matter the nether of Yiftach? And it was referring to Eliyahu HaNavi. Because he brought Shalom to the world, he was zoicha to Shalom in his Eivorim. Says the Sephorna something incredible. He says, what is death? He says, death is the hisnagdus ha'hefechim. When we have constant friction going on between the guf and the neshama, it's not geshmak. The neshama wants to leave. It's not a good shidduch. But Pinchas, who had Shalom, he made Shalom between his Gufin and the Shama. We know that every time we go to the bathroom, we say, Reifei Cholbasa Umafli La'asos. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. What's Umafli La'asos? The Pela HaGodol, that the Guf and the Neshama coexist within the same person. So he had this Pela. He had this Pinchas, and therefore he lived for many, many years, because his Guf and Neshama, he arrived at the level that he got Shalom between his guf and his neshama. Okay, we can move a little on in the pasuk. Hineni noisin lo yesprisi shalom, says Rashi, b'shein the Medrash Rabbah, bedin hu sheyitol secharoi. He deserves the reward. Okay. Why bedin hu sheyitol secharoi? I don't understand. We were brought up to know that every mitzvah that a person does, he gets schar for. So why should he be different than anybody else? It's me'ikre ha'amuna. Ah, what are you going to tell me? No, what we mean is he's going to get schar in olam hazeh. Ah, this is also problematic. Why is it problematic? Schar mitzvah b'hai al maleka kiddush yulam et tesom et beis. How can he get schar b'olam hazeh? So I want to say as many mahalchim as time will let to explain why Pinchas was able to get schar in olam hazeh. Here we go. Comes the stipler. The stipler says, I don't understand, I have a kasha. It says, hineni noisin leis brisi shalom, tachas ha-shekine le-lo-koi v'yechapel b'nei Yisrael. Berech. He was mechapel b'nei Yisrael. I don't understand, says the stipler. That's what he got his schar for being mechapa on the Bnei Yisrael. He got his schar lechayra for the Maisa Hakanos b'yatzmoy, for killing Zimri and Cosby. Why does the Torah say that his schar was because he was mechapa on Bnei Yisrael? Oh, he answers the stipler a teretz, which is negea to all the people who arranged Start G'day the Torah way. Because says the stipler, wherever it says, HaKeren Kayemes Lo'ilam Abo, V'Pereseim Bo'ilam Azeh, is only when there's Hanah to people. When there's Hanah to people, then Pereseim Bo'ilam Azeh. Like we say in Eilu Devarim, think a little bit about Eilu Devarim. Kibdov Ein, Gmilas Chasodim, Havar Shalom in Honor L'Chaveroi, right? All of these things are Benodim L'Chaveroi. Okay, if you just Mekadesh Shem Shomayim, says the stipler, okay, you get Schab Oilam Abo. For the Kanos itself, Schab Oilam Abo. But why does he get Sholim Oilam Azeh? That's because he stopped the Magefa and there was Hanor to people. That's what he gets. The Bedinu Sheyitl Zchori means, normally you should only get Yitzchai in Olam Abba. Why is it Bedin that he should get in Olam Azeh? Because he did a Ben Odom L'Chaveroi over here with stopping the Magefa. Agav, I was just thinking this morning, Adova Nifla, because part of this list in Eilu Devarim, and I think maybe some of you may have caught up on it, is Iyum Tfila and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. No, the pshat is, it's a mirror pshat. The state do, that tefillah and Talmud Torah are beinodim lechaveroi as well. Right, whenever somebody does a long Shmoneh Esrei behind me and then comes and apologizes, slicha, I did a long Shmoneh Esrei. You know what I say to him? I say, I don't understand. Did you daven in Nusach Yochid or you davened in Barabim? You said slach lonu or you said slach li? You said Rafa'enu or Rafa'eni? You daven Barabim, so you daven for me as well. Thank you for doing a long Shmoneh Esrei. Or Torah, everybody knows, the Torah keeps the world going. So the greatest Ben Odom L'Chaveroi is Tefillah and Torah, which is why they fall in this list. We have no time, we must move on. Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzon, the Sholo Meshiv, says another teretz why he gets Schar Ba'olam Hazeh. Oh, says the Sholo Meshiv, a halachic dike pshat. The Rashba says that somebody who does a mitzvah is an edus that he believes in Hashem and Hashem was metzaveh on the mitzvah. It's like edus. Ki a mitzvah is a begeder edus. Okay, you know what the din is? The din is that if you have to stand up in the Beis Din and the Baal Din wants to pay you for it, edusoi betela. You can't take money if you saw an edus, you can't take money for it. Therefore, schar mitzvah b'hai al meleka. Since every mitzvah is edus, you can't get schar for it. Your edus will be betela. Oh, says the Sholem Meshiv. What happens if the story is different? What happens if you know, right? What happens if Menachem David knows that somebody is stealing from his shop in Halpens? So he comes up to me and he says, Rafi, do me a favor. I'm going to pay you £100. I want you to shadow this guy. I want you to see if he does a geneva. Then you can take money. And the reason is simple. This is not an edus that you're chayav to be made about. Right? You can or you can't. Right? You don't have to. It's not something that you saw. If you saw, you have to be made. You didn't see, you don't have to. He can pay you. Says the Sholem Meshiv, Gevaldig. The halacha is kanoim poigim boy is halacha ve'ein moirim kein. You don't have to kill. If you don't have to kill, then this mitzvah is not an edus that you have to do. It's an edus that you don't have to do. And therefore, you can get schar b'hai alma for this. Amazing. We move on to the next pshat. The Chasam Sofer, says the Chasam Sofer, Maderech klal, you know why you can't get schar b'olam hazeh? Because if you will get schar, you'll become a rich guy. You know what can happen? You can become a Baal Gaiva. If you become a Baal Gaiva, you can be misrachik from Hashem. So the schar will fall on your face. So it's not kedai to get schar b'olam hazeh for it. However, start today, guys. Pinchas was mezakeh the rabbim. He was matzil them from the kas of Hashem. And we know what it says, Hamazakeh etho rabbim, Ein chet bo liyodoi. And therefore there's no chashash that the schar will cause him gaiva and averus. And therefore he can get his schar bo olam hazeh. This is such an important message. Anyone who's mezakeh or rabin, right? He can get schar in olam hazeh. The Imre Emes says another pshat. He says the Tvuas Shoir asks the Kasha. We know Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu not pay our Schar on time? The Yerushalmi says that Hashem is showing with the mitzvahs of the Torah. Shenemar v'shomru es mishmarti. You should guard what I myself guard. So how can Hashem not pay us on time? He's over on Bal Tolin. He's over on the Yoimai Titin Sechoroi. You have to pay on time. Oh, says the Tvuas Shoir, no. There's a yesoid in paying your worker. The whole issa of Bal Tolin is only if you hire the worker. If you hire the worker, you take the babysitter, then you have to pay the babysitter on time. But if the Bala Bayis was soicha the worker al yidei shliach, then he does not have to pay him on time. If I call up somebody to ask somebody to babysit, I don't have to pay on the day. Why? Because there's some strange mimonafshoch. If you come to me for the money, I can say, slicha, I didn't hire you. And if the other person, they come to the shliach can say, sorry, you didn't work for me. So he doesn't have to pay on time. Oh, says the Imre Emes, but they're a chlal. You know why Hashem doesn't have to pay us on time? Because the Torah was given through a shliach, was given through Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, when it's through a shliach, you don't have to pay on time. However, this specific halacha of Kanoim Poigim Boy was Nelam from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kiviyoch Moshe Rabbeinu forgot this halacha. So this was a mitzvah that Pinchas did directly from the Balabais to Pinchas. And therefore, there was no intermediary, there was no shliach, and therefore, he had to be paid on time. Okay, there are many more pshotim in this, but I would like to discuss another nekuda. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that it says, Lepuva Mishpachas Hapuni. One of the mishpachas, Lefuva, mishpachas Hapuni, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Umotzosi lechaside Yisrael. He's referring to Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that Peh, this is Shevet Yisachar, the Loimdei Torah, Shepeh Sheloimed Torah, Dinoi Kikli Shoris. Your mouth is holy. It's like Kikli Shoris in the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Ein Kedusha, Ki Kedusha Satorah. And therefore, you're not allowed to speak even Dvarim Betelim with your mouth. And therefore, that's the Pshat. Lepuva, if you have a pair which has Vov Hei, which is half of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a Torah, it's a Klei Shoris, you're learning Torah with it, it's got to be Poni, it's got to be Ponui, it's got to be free of Dvarim Betelim. The mouth of a Yid is Kadosh. This is the remez in Lepuva Mishpachas Hapuni. It has to be free of all other things. In another name, which is from the Shevet God were tremendously Kadosh. They were very close to Moshe Rabbeinu. They only ate man, and therefore they were Gevaldige Tzadikim. Right? Why did they need, my father Zechariah Lebracha once told me, B'Shem the Zoya, why did they need land me'eva liyarden? Because they had so much flock. Why did they have so much flock? Because they only ate mon, and therefore all their cattle remained. Therefore they had more cattle than anybody else. Says the Pasuk, la'ozni im shevet God, mishpachas ha'ozni. Says Rashi, this is mishpachas etzboin. The any idea, I don't know why they're not called by their name. Etzboin. Says the Shlach HaKadosh, listen carefully. V'shomati remez. Because the etzbois, the fingers of a person, are meant to be able to put in the ears that you shouldn't hear Dvarim Roim. Therefore, ozni and Etzboin are the same name. And therefore, sometimes they're called Etzboin and sometimes they're called Ozni. Okay, comes the Chasam Sofer and says that you know why God were called Etzboin and Ozni? Why was it relevant to them more than anyone else? Because they were in next to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon, there were problems in their machane. And therefore God, who was in the same area around the Beis HaMikdash, had to be careful from the hashbois of Bnei Diglom. And therefore, all the time, they were called Etzba. They had to have the fingers in their ears, that they shouldn't hear bad things. But now that they died from Reuven and Shimon, the Nesi'im died, Zimri and Cosby, and they learned Lekach, so now they could call them B'Shem Ozni. The Ishbitzer says even more, that in Mitzrayim they were called Etzboin, because the Mitzrayim tried to put in Divrei Nevola into their minds, and they would put their fingers in their ears. They were called Etzboin. And only now, when they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, can they open their ears to hear Divrei Kedusha in the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, until now, they were called Etzboin, and now they can transfer their name to Ozni. One of the reasons why we don't make a bracha on the Oznayim in the morning is because we can hear bad things through the ears, and therefore, we don't make a bracha on it. Now, you have to hear this. Comes the Noam Elimelech. And Noam Elimelech says as follows. It says, Tzroires HaMidyonim. What does Tzroi mean? You should hate the Midyonim. Why? Al Devar Pa'or. Because of the Devar Pa'or. The Al Devar Cosby, what happened with Zimri and Cosby. Ki Tzroirim Heim Benichleihem Asher Nichlu. Because of the Machshovos they had. Nichleihem means the Machshovos. Tzroirim Heim. Because of what they did, Loshon Hoiveh, B'nichleihem, Asher Nichlu, Loshon Ovar, in the past tense. What was the main Aveira? The Machshova that they had to do Pa'or, to be Machshil Klal Yisrael with Pa'or, or the Aveira itself? Says the Noam Elimelech, listen carefully, what a vote. He says, that you know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take Nekama of Midian? It's because of the Machshavos and the Hirhurim Roim that came to Klal Yisrael through the Maisa Pa'or. When Klal Yisrael spoke afterwards about what happened in Pa'or or the Maisa Cosby, Klal Yisrael fell into Hirhurei Taivas. And because of this, every Avera creates a klipa. So as long as the klipa is Ba'olam, these machshavos will carry on coming. Says the Noam Elimelech, we have to kill Midyan. You know why? Because of Nichleihem Asher Nichlu. Yes, what they did was one Avera. But the machshavos rois that it caused through talking about it, that is what we're suffering from. Therefore, you have to kill them off to remove the klipa. We learn from here that Ike Hezek from Pa'or was when Klal Yisrael spoke and were metame the machshavos through speaking about inappropriate things. The Chovas HaTalmidim, the Heilige Pia Tzetzner says, how is the Yitzhahara, how can he come, likonis, leboti chasidim, and metame them with dvarim lo toivim? We're talking about Avreichim who are learning Torah all day. So asked the Chovas HaTalmidim. So he says, you know what? You know how it comes in? When you speak about bad things that other people do, you read the papers, you see the headlines, you listen to the news, and they don't filter what's in the news. So you hear and you talk about things which, in today's day and age, everything's open. You have to be open. You can talk about anything. So that brings Hirhurim Roim later on, and that causes terrible thoughts in a person. I always had a kasha. They say, I don't know, I haven't seen a makor for it, but they say, B'Shem the Zoya, that when you see in Yonim of Kedusha and Aroyos in the Torah, so it doesn't cause Hirhurim. And I've been teaching for many years, and you see the smiles on the faces of the boys when you start and the chuckles and the winks, when you talk about Dvarim Shel Kedusha and Arayos. Where's the Haftoch of the Zoya? The Teretz is Poshut. The minds are so full of what they've spoken about other times that the Hiruhurim are there, and therefore they're not saved. They don't have this check of the Zoyar HaKadosh. The Mar al-Diskin was once brought a chicken where there were many lice in the chicken's head, and it was shechted, and the person wanted to know, is it kosher or not? This person had been to all the motzim, to all the poiskim, they all said kosher, kosher, kosher. The Mar al-Diskin took one look at it and said, this is treif. Open up its head, you'll see. They opened up its head, and sure enough, the brain, the whole inside of the head, was completely rotten. So he said, Bal Moifus, the Mar al-Diskin did a Moifus. He said, no Moifus over here. I tell you the pshat. Every chicken gets lice in its hair. But it shakes its head the whole time, and it manages to get rid of most of them. When I saw that this chicken had so many lice in its hair, I understood that something inside was rotten and it couldn't move its head properly. And therefore I knew that it was a treifa. Says Rav Melech Biderman Gevaldig, yes, things come our way and we can't always control what we see and what comes into our eyes. But if our head is bari, if our head is healthy, then we'll be able to shake them off. How do you shake them off? By listening to Torah, by learning Torah. And there you shake it off. If you can't shake them off, don't fight them. We know you don't fight them because they come even stronger when you fight them. What happens when you don't like blood and you look at an ambulance on the street and you look away? What's the next thing you do? You look again, right? It's a nervous reaction. But if you fill your head with Torah, then your head will be bari. Then you'll be able to shake off everything else. Okay, one more word, and we'll finish with this. The Saba of Nevardok, the Alt of Nevardok says, Moshe Rabbeinu is looking for a leader. So he says, Elokei Ruchos L'chol Basar. Right, he's got to be a person who's Elokei HaRuchos. What does it mean, Elokei HaRuchos? Says the Alt of Nevardok, I don't understand. What's the issue with Moshe? Moshe didn't know that Yehoshua is the greatest. He has to look for somebody. He says, no, he was looking for Elokei HaRuchos. What's Elokei HaRuchos? Somebody who knows the ruach of everybody. Everybody, he knows, okay, this guy gets nervous, I have to deal with him like this. This guy is a Baltaiva, so I have to deal with that. This guy is Sholem Bayit. This guy is Parnosa. He has to go lahalech ruach shel kol echad ve'echad. He knows how to deal with the mistakes and issues of every single person. That's who's needed to be the manager of Klal Yisrael. Says the Alt of Nevardok Gevaldik. No, Hashem says, you know who you need. And this is the secret. Ish asher ruach boy. You don't need somebody who knows the ruchot shel kol adam. You need somebody who knows how to be manig on himself. He can be moishel on himself. He can be shoylet on himself, on his midas. If he's perfect in his midas, in his control, then he's ish asher ruach boy. Then memela, everything that comes his way, he will be able to deal it with it because he's a melech. He's a melech on himself. Melech is Rosh Tevis, moyach, lev, and kovid. If he's a shoylet on his mind, on his lev, and on his kovid, which is where the tithes are, then he will be a melech. That's what we have to do. We have to fill up our mouths with Torah. Yisachar is puni. Remove everything else. We have to be tzoririm heim. We have to hate midyon. We have to hate any diburim asurim. And how do we do this? By being a melech on ourselves. Everybody, especially nowadays, is a little manik, is a little rebeller. In his own home, with those surrounding him, his inner circle, he's a melech, and he has to be a melech. How does he do that? By perfecting his own midas, what comes into his mouth, what comes out of his mouth, and then he will be zoichet to a melech, and Mesiyata Dishmaya will be zoichet to tzchar ba'olam hazeh, and ba'olam haba, with limud haTorah and ma'asim tovim. The Shabbos.